Let's turn now to politics, and specifically the politics of representation. Now that Kamala Harris is vice president, there are no black women in the U.S. Senate. And that's a big issue, especially because black women helped power key election victories, most notably President Biden's. NPR political reporter Juana Summers has been covering this. Hi, Juana.
Hey there.
So you've been speaking with people like Lisa Blunt Rochester. She's the first black person and first black woman to represent the state of Delaware in Congress. Here's a bit of what she told you.
When a person's voice is not in the room, sometimes people don't even know that they're missing it. And it hampers and dampens and makes us not as effective.
So Juana, what are she and other activists doing about this lack of representation?
Yeah, so I spoke with the Congresswoman and some of her colleagues on Capitol Hill, and one of the things that they're trying to do is to organize themselves to be able to support and uplift black women who might want to run for office, whether that is running for the Senate, which now has no black women, as you pointed out, or running for the House even. They point out the fact that they do not believe that oftentimes the establishment party committees take black women seriously as candidates. And so, as Congresswoman Barbara Lee put it to me, they're harnessing that power for themselves and making sure that, those women know how to navigate the system. They know what questions to ask. They know how to get access to capital, to money, to finance these bids. In many ways, what it sounds like they were describing to me is building an apparatus themselves outside of the system so that more women who look like them become a part of the system.
And this issue is spotlighted, of course, because of the vacancy created by Kamala Harris's elevation to vice president. Activists were lobbying the California governor, Gavin Newsom, to appoint a black woman to fill that seat. Instead, he appointed Alex Padilla, a person of color, but not a black woman. So what's the reaction to that, Juana?
Yeah, you know, at the time that this vacancy was obviously known was going to happen, a number of black women, not just in California, but across the country, publicly lobbied the governor to appoint another black woman, noting that this absence would be so deeply felt. And now that it's come to pass, you know, they're really looking strategically at the map for opportunities for which there will be a time to elevate another black woman to the Senate. The women that I spoke with talked about the future of California Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose term is not up for a number of years, unclear whether she will seek reelection at 87 years old. They're also looking at the vacancy just created by Ohio Senator Rob Portman, who has signaled that he will not seek reelection, as perhaps another opportunity that a qualified black woman might be able to run and to win.
You know, the history here is sparse, to say the least, because aside from Kamala Harris, there's been just one other black female senator. That was Carol Mosley Braun, a Democrat who served in the 1990s. So what are people telling you, Juana, about why there have been so few black women senators? Because they are such an important constituency for the party.
Yeah, Callum, I put this question to more than a dozen black women who have run for office and worked in politics, including former Senator Mosley Braun. And frankly, there's not just one easy answer here. There are a sweeping number of reasons why they say this hasn't happened. The barriers to entry to running to the Senate are quite high. Another argument is that the party establishment does not see often potential candidates of color as viable candidates who could win. There is, of course, the fact that black women face the double bind of racism and sexism that you see in these outdated ideas of what a good candidate is and what she looks like. And I think it's important to mention, too, that part of this is about the institution of the Senate itself. These are six-year terms. Each state has two senators. These seats do not turn over frequently, so there's less opportunity so that every time there's an election where a black woman does not enter the body, there'll be a number of years before there's another chance. So there's a lot of things at play here.
And not really very many close calls either. In fact, there was just one black woman who even won a Senate primary last year. That was Tennessee's Marquita Bradshaw. Here's some of what she told you.
The dynamics of there not being another African-American woman in the whole United States that was running for U.S. Senate made me work harder.
So, Juana, just in the moments that we have left, I mean, fundraising proved to be a challenge for Marquita Bradshaw. I mean, do she and other folks think that there's enough support from party leadership?
Frankly, no, they don't. When I spoke with most of these women, almost all of them made the point that in order for Black women as candidates to succeed, they have to be taken more seriously. And they have to be, that has to be met with resources. And when I say resources, I mean money. We know that fundraising struggles are much harder for Black women than they are for their white and male counterparts. They're saying that outside groups, progressive groups in particular, need to make sure these women have what they need to be, not just run, but be successful.
Juana Summers is a political reporter for NPR. Juana, thanks.
Thank you.